Buffalo News reporter Bob McCarthy joins us this morning from Philadelphia, where when the eyes of the world were on Bernie Sanders and his supporters, Bob, your eyes were on Mayor Byron Brown yesterday.
Yeah, I went local yesterday, Howard, but it is a fascinating story. We had one in the news this morning about it, that the mayor in his new role as chairman of the New York State Democratic Committee has got a very visible position here at this convention. I mean, I think he is going to be sought out by many of the cable networks as we go through the days here as the chairman of Hillary Clinton's home state. He's really the leader of this delegation, and yesterday he was making the rounds all over Philadelphia to various New York State organizations that were having their events here. He went to one bar with rainbow flags all over it, and then he ends up in a Civil War era Irish pub. And it just, I think the story that I wrote today just kind of reflected the diverse role that he has and the diverse people that make up his constituency. So he's got a tough job ahead of him as someone who's got to keep an awful lot of different kinds of people happy.
How happy are the people from New York? Certainly a lot of them are Bernie Sanders delegates, and it wasn't the calmest day yesterday.
That's the question of the day. And yesterday, the New York Bernie people were meeting. I attended a meeting on the 33rd floor of the hotel here where they were strategizing about how they would conduct themselves at the convention. Meanwhile, thousands of Bernie people were marching past our Lowe's hotel here on Market Street, and they were in an angry mood yesterday morning, especially because of all of the events of the weekend where the WikiLeaks situation had backfired and caused Debbie Wasserman Schultz to resign. So the place was in kind of chaos over this. But my own sense was that by the end of the evening, things had quieted down. Even before Bernie Sanders made his speech, there seemed to be a calm that had taken over. And then by the time Bernie gave a pat on the back speech that he gave himself, but nevertheless, it was a strong endorsement of Hillary Clinton. And while the Bernie people are still there and still simmering, I think they're in the Hillary fold right now.
What's on tap for tonight?
This is going to be very interesting. When I was in Cleveland, Howard, one of the really cool things that I witnessed was to be standing right on the floor with the New York delegation as they put Donald Trump over the top. That's always an honor reserved for the home state delegation. You're going to see the same thing tonight. I think you will see Governor Cuomo, who is in town, and will be, have some role in that quote-unquote ceremony. And that's going to be an especially poignant moment because that action, those votes cast by New York, will officially make Hillary Clinton the first woman candidate of a major party for president. So I think that's going to be something to watch. We'll try to have something about it. That's something we're going to concentrate on. And the governor will also be all over Philadelphia today, and he is going to be attracting a lot of interest, though.
Bob, I look forward to our conversation tomorrow morning. Thank you very much.